Well, hello and blessings again. This is Bob from Hackberry House. Let's wrap up our study of the book of Job, all right? I am so sorry that we have to make it so quick, but didn't seem to right to just drag it on and drag it on when people are getting less and less interested. And I do challenge you to go into the book yourself. Maybe read a commentary or two, because there are difficult passages for sure, things that I haven't figured out yet. But let's just wrap this up right now, and you take it from here. I want to talk about Elihu for a couple minutes. Elihu, he's been sitting there during this whole meeting. He's a young man. He's trying to be patient, but he's getting a little hot under the collar. He's upset that Job is saying bad things, but he's also upset with the friends because they don't seem to be answering him with propriety. And God agrees with that later on. God agrees with Elihu here. Elihu is closer to the truth than anybody in the book except God himself. And that's why the book progresses this way. You've got the wife who's really got a bad response, we've talked about. We've got the three friends who have some wisdom, but a lot of bad mixed in. And now we've got Elihu, he's pretty good. He's got some good stuff to say. And then we've got the perfection of the Lord himself. Here's some of Elihu's arguments. Only God does right, Job. Get it in your head. Only God does right. You're not the only right one. God disciplines us, Job, and we've got to repent, which is kind of what he was hearing before, right? Afflictions happen to us to warn us and to correct us. He's got a little bit of a pastoral way here. He seems to be nicer, if I can say it. Maybe that's why God never says anything to him at all when he responds. We must not accuse God, Job, and be in company with evil men who accuse God. Don't be using their arguments. God cannot do anything bad, Job. Men pass away. God continues. God is omniscient. He knows what and who is just and not just. God is the judge. You're not the judge. He can bring his will on nations or men. He can do whatever he wants, Job. Humble men will receive correction. Are you going to be humble? Wise men will agree, well, you did wrong, Job. You did wrong. God has reasons for not answering you. I don't know what the reasons are. You don't. But it just wait. Just wait. And if you just repent, everything's going to be well. And that's, again, he's heard that before. But I think the spirit of this man is different than the spirit of those others who seem to be very condemning the whole time. The wicked people won't repent, Job. Now remember, if you rebel, things are going to get worse. I'm not saying why you got like this, but I'm saying if you keep saying stuff like you shouldn't say, it's going to get bad. Don't be like the wicked. Be careful. Don't choose evil over suffering. God is wiser than you, Job. God's greatness, I mean, it's everywhere. Now here, as he gets to the end of his message, he starts sounding like what God is going to be saying in the next chapters. Elihu kind of phases into a spiritual thing where he is exalting God. He's God's defender, God's attorney on the earth right here. God's greatness can be seen in the nature around you. Nature can punish. Nature can bless. Just remember, Job, God is great. God is great. Don't forget it. And then all of a sudden, here comes the whirlwind, and everybody's just blown away, literally. And God says, who is this? Who is this that's talking? He wasn't talking about Elihu. It says he spoke these words to Job. That Job was speaking things he shouldn't be speaking. And God goes on for quite some time, a couple chapters, talking about the various things that he, God, can do and Job cannot do. Any number of things. I mean, any number of things. You can list them for yourself. I've done that. There's a whole long list of things that God knows how to do. He has so much power to do. Job, can you do any of that? Can you do any of that? Do you really have a right to be in charge here? Do you really know what's going on? Do you really know why I do what I do, why I allow what I allow in your life? Do you have any business talking to me the way you have? Well, halfway through his presentation, Job says he's sorry. He really is sorry. But God's not finished yet. And he ends up his presentation, as it were, with two animals. He talks about two animals, one that we might call a hippopotamus, one that we might call a crocodile. We don't know who these animals are, Behemoth and Leviathan. We don't know for sure what they are. But they were magnificent creations of God, creations that were to be feared. And he even points that out to Job. Don't you fear this? If you fear this animal, don't you fear me even more? Any one of these creatures could bring you down. Any one of them. Look at all the details of their... And he gives great details about these animals to let Job know just how intricate, how magnificent is the creation around him that could only have been created by a wise and good Father, a good God, a powerful God who must know a few things. And so Job really repents this time. Chapter 42, as it ends, Job is so sorry. And he just knows that he shouldn't have said, and he repents from his heart, just like the men said he should repent. But the way they said it, and some of the other things they said, God was very upset with. And he tells the three men that they are to offer sacrifices and that they are to ask for Job's forgiveness, and Job is to repent and forgive them too. And not a word is said to Elihu, which is good. And then, as I said, it's a happily ever after story because Job gets everything restored. We don't see his healing here, but I'm sure that he was healed. He had to be healed to be getting close to his wife again. And we know that he got close to his wife again because more children show up. And he lives a long and fruitful and prosperous life. God's not against prosperity. That's not the promise we're given as Christians, but still it's at least on this life. But still, it was a blessing to Job. Job lived in a time when God was blessing in a certain way, and he blessed Job in great, great ways and let Job know that, yes, there are some things in our lives that need to be dealt with, but if we deal with them or you let God deal with them, things are going to turn out all right. Maybe not in this life, this physical life, but there will come a time when you will be so glad that you repented, that you listened to God, that you recognize that you're not perfect yet, that there's things inside of you that need to be dealt with by a holy and loving God. That is the book of Job in a very short way. Thank you so much for being a part of this little study. And sorry we have to quit it so quickly. It just seemed like that's the best thing to do, because if people were already dropping off in chapter 3, I could only imagine what it might have been like as we get into much more difficult times. So there's still things here, and I hope that you will look around the site and find those other things. Got lots of preachers and other Bible studies and talks about the persecuted church and so on. Do join me. It's good to have you here. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing. Yeah, Lord willing. Always Lord willing. We'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.